It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, this weekend we are going to talk about the Youth Sports Foundation of Tuolumne County and the plan to build a multi-sport facility complex for the youth of Tuolumne County in the Standard area. We're pleased to be joined on the program by three members of the Youth Sports Foundation Board of Directors, Brandon Meyer, Brian Walbrank, and James Evans. Thank you all for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, I'll start first with Brandon Meyer. You know, can you tell us a little bit about what the Youth Sports Foundation of Tuolumne County is?
Sure. So the Youth Sports Foundation of Tuolumne County is a nonprofit 501c3 organization here in Tuolumne County that was actually formed in 1999, and its whole mission has been to improve the life of Tuolumne County residents through the building and improvement of small sports facilities for youth in our community. And so they've done a lot of tremendous work for all those years. They've built dugouts, purchased equipment, sodded fields, and one of the biggest projects done to date by, we call it YSF, but Youth Sports Foundation, has been the renovation of Casina High's softball fields for the Sonora High softball girl program. And that's been a tremendous project for our community.
Very good. And then there's another project, a big plan for the Standard area. What can you tell us about that?
Sure. Yeah, we're really excited to talk about this project. It's something much needed for our community, and it's really gained steam in the last few months. And it's approximately 7 acres just west of Standard Park, and it's going to be a multi-sport facility. We'll have two fields. One will be artificial turf, so it'll be able to be used year-round. We're going to have a 20,000 square foot multi-sport covered sports pavilion. So the way we describe that is, if you imagine three basketball courts side by side, that'll be the size of that facility. And anything that you can do indoors on a hard sport surface will be in there. Tennis, volleyball, basketball, futsal. And we're going to have two sand volleyball courts, four bocce ball courts, approximately 1.5 mile walking trail along Sullivan Creek, and then all the associated parking to go along with that.
Don't forget about pickleball. We have four pickleball courts.
Four pickleball courts, right.
Yep. Exciting stuff. You know, and Brandon, for people who are unfamiliar, can you explain a little bit about the location? People know where Standard Park is, but where exactly will it be in relation to Standard Park?
Sure. So everybody knows where Standard is, as you said. And if you imagine as you're driving from Sonora towards the Tuolumne area and as you're coming towards Standard Park, it's going to be on the left-hand side right before you get to Standard Park. So immediately between there's Safari Learning, D2 Motorsports, Interfaith. There's the vacant land in between there and Standard Park. It's right there in that location.
Right on Stryker Court.
Right on Stryker Court. Yeah. And I'll go over to Brian Walbrank. You know, can you explain a little bit about the board of directors and some of the people who are involved with this effort?
Yeah, sure thing. Thanks for having us again out here. Excited to be here and really excited to introduce the board. There's eight of us right now. Brandon Meyer, myself, Brian Walbrink, James Evans, who's here. We have Michelle McCormick, Jamie Roberson, Joe Plume, Zach Garman, and Jesse Oliva. So you really have, we think they're involved community members. We all have kids kind of all around the same age. And, at the heart of this is a really important topic in the community. And I think all the board of directors really complement each other very well. We have three construction. We have an engineer. We have kind of PR marketing. We have lawyer. And then, of course, another board member who has just recently stepped down temporarily, Jimmy Nixon. And I just want to mention him. But we've really come a long way. I mean, it's been quite a journey. This has happened much, much faster than we've all thought before. So really excited to have that group. But at the same time, with a great board, the donors are stepping up. That's kind of the next level. We've had amazing support from so many outstanding community members. We can talk about that in a moment. But we really need volunteers. And these are the boots on the ground volunteers. These are people that, if you have a couple hours a week or maybe a couple hours a month, we just hosted it turned into a major event. It was a trunk or treat event, and we were estimating about 200 to 300 kids. We had about 800 kids and 1,500 people came out, and just a great example of how the community can rally and step up. there were 27 volunteers that stepped up and decorated their trunks for these kids. We passed out over 50,000 pieces of candy. But the people that were there really went all in. I mean, the trunks were Star Wars scenes, fishing. We had Tuolumne County Disc Golf, and those guys have been great. So I really think it was a fun event overall, but we really need to keep getting volunteers as we keep broadening the base for YSF.
Yes, great to see people really buy into this project and this effort.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
You know, for people who are interested in potentially volunteering, what are the types of things that you need help with?
You know, I think the event-based things right now, I think just the perfect example, we had most of our board members involved in the trunk or treat, but there's items that come up with those events. So I think starting out more event-based things, but as we are broadening the scope of YSF and getting involved in more things, need a lot of help in the marketing, the day-to-day. We'll touch on social media maybe in the next segment, but you know, we're using the hashtag YSF Sports. Right now, we're trying to get that out and have families post so we can, you know, in turn post on our site as well. So I think really the marketing and the events for right now. But I think, you know, just get involved. We're having a good time. We're doing good things for the kids. And, you know, there's really good things happening out there.
Turn over to James Evans, another board member for YSF. And James, Brian Duran was just talking about kind of the community buy-in. Can you talk a little bit about just kind of the need for a complex that you've witnessed here in the community?
Yeah, thanks, PJ. I think, you know, growing up in the community, you know, we were thankful and familiar with all of our local sport spaces. You know, my wife and I, when we had kids, we chose to move our family back here from the Bay Area, and had been spoiled by being near Stanford and some of these state-of-the-art spaces. And we knew that we were, you know, beloved and had familiar spaces like Standard Park and some of the schools. But we saw the impact right away. I've been coaching now being back in town for the last 11 years. And we had a realtor friend take some aerial shots at two different times of Standard Park on Saturday morning. And you would see 1,200 kids enrolled there. Plus, we have such a groundswell of support for children's sports in general in the community. So grandma and grandpa's parents, and you had people parking across the street at Sierra Bible Church down Kamage, and you're seeing 4- and 5-year-olds having to work their way along a no-shoulder road to make their way to their game that morning. We said, you know, this is, again, underlining, we need more space. During the typical sports practice week, being a local school board member at Soulsbyville, I get consistent calls of, hey, we've got a team and families ready to go. We don't have any space to practice. And so we're packing 3-4 teams onto a small field at local elementary schools to be able to accommodate these children that want to play. And so a few years ago, Adam Wilson and I started meeting with Mo Frank and other community members. Hey, what can we do? And so to be able to come across this program, or rather this nonprofit that had been in play and had been so successful, was really serendipitous for us as a group of parents. We said, you know, we really want to be able to do something. And the generation ahead of us said, hey, we've got a torch to pass, and we think that you guys would be perfect to take that on. And we've already got a lot of trust earned in the community. We've been able to do these past projects of improving sports equipment and fields and doing this great project at Casino with Major League Baseball. And we said, yeah, we'd love to take that torch, and taken it earlier this year and been able to dream what's that next space that we can provide for children has really come along really smoothly. So I'll say, as a coach of 3 teams right now, space is really a crunch. And so we're excited to start with 7 acres, earn some use and trust with the community, and then see what's next. What's the next space even after that that we could expand to and really be able to have available space for everybody that wants to play.
Nice to see a lot of movement in this area. We need to take a quick break. We're talking with 3 members of the Youth Sports Foundation of Tuolumne County. We're joined on the program this weekend by James Evans, Brian Walbrink, and Brandon Meyer. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll pick up on this conversation in just a minute.